Unit 5. Sample Listening Test. Part 3. You will hear two students talking about sociological experiments.
Okay, Justin, I finally read the article you emailed me the other day, the one about how influential a belief system can be on our performance.
Oh, you mean the one written by Carla Hoff and Priyanka Pandey? The study of Indian primary school students from different castes, isn't it? I sent it ages ago.
I know, sorry. Better late than never, no?
True. What did you think of it? I thought it was well interesting, partly because that sort of study can't be done here because we don't have such a rigid class system here in Canada.
I know. As soon as I read they'd taken a number of high-caste and low-caste Year 7 students, it grabbed my attention.
Exactly. And the sample size is pretty impressive, too.
True. So what, they had more than 600 students in total, was it?
Yeah, 321 from each group, so 642 to be precise, which is one of the reasons why I chose this paper, as I said. I mean, if the sample size is that big, I think we can say their finding is fairly reliable.
I agree, yes. So these two groups of students were given the same sets of tasks, weren't they?
Yeah, solving mazes, basically. And initially, the students did the puzzles without knowing one another's caste.
And under that condition, they did equally well?
Yeah. Well, the low-caste ones actually did a little bit better, even.
Hmm. Then in the next stage, before giving another set of mazes a go, each student was asked to confirm their name, hometown, father's and grandfather's names, and most importantly, caste.
Yes. And consequently, in that second stage, the performance of the low-caste students dropped enormously.
Yeah, almost by as much as a third. Interesting, isn't it?
It is. It's also interesting that the performance of the high-caste students slightly improved. So are we going to use this one for our coursework then?
Well, much as I've found their study interesting, their article left out something crucial in my view.
Which is?
Well, it keeps referring to the mazes these children had to solve, but it's not very clear what sort of mazes they were, is it?
But they've put the instructions given to the students in English right at the end, though. You know, in Appendix A, everything is described in detail. How long it took, what was said to whom at what point, etc.
Yes, I know that. But can you actually visualize the tasks from this? I mean, at least I can't. Apparently, it started with an easy maze, so they surely could have put a diagram of that, for instance.
But I remember seeing a link somewhere in the paper saying you can find the mazes here or something.
I checked that as well. The link didn't work. It's expired. The thing is, I just cannot imagine our presentation slides being attractive just describing the tasks in words without a single diagram or illustration, you see.
Fair enough. Any alternative suggestion then?
What about the one done by Claude Steele and Joshua Aronson?
You mean the experiment that compared the performance of black and white high school students in the U.S.? I don't remember their article very well, actually.
Well, it talks about exactly the same phenomenon as the Indian one we've been talking about, so I'm sure you liked that paper, too.
Wasn't it college students? You're talking about the one where the black students performed much better when they were told their athletic ability was being measured than when they thought their intelligence was being measured, yeah?
That's another study, Justin.
Oh.
It's very similar, though. Steele and Aronson basically found that the black students' performance was noticeably poorer when they were told the experiment was measuring their ability than when told it was not measuring ability.
And the white students performed equally well in both conditions, if I remember correctly?
Precisely. And unlike Hoff and Pandey, they've given it a catchy name.
Stereotype threat.
There you go. I think that'll look good as the title for our presentation.
Point taken. I'd go with your suggestion.
That is the end of part 3.